Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Greetings and salutations. Thanks for joining us here for another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Another great program for you here this week. We're going to talk about digital payments and compliance to help connect cannabis merchants with vendors, suppliers, and consumers by settling transactions in real time. And, you know, we've talked so much extensively about payment processing issues, waiting for the Safe Banking Act to come into play. Well, you know, what about trying to be a cashless business when you're having to do that now? What can you do to go and avoid that issue? So let's talk about Alt36, which offers a digital payment and compliance platform that will help the cannabis industry go cashless. Here with me is the CEO and co-founder of Alt36, Ken Ramirez. Ken, thanks for joining us here on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So let's see, Alt36. You're able to make a business go cashless. And according to how you do that, you have an innovative platform that eliminates the need for cash in the cannabis industry by using blockchain technology and Dash, a decentralized digital asset, to facilitate transfer of funds to dispensaries and cannabis businesses. Expand for me how you put this technology together there, Ken.
Absolutely. About 2 years ago, we started working with the Dash network very closely, trying to create a let's call it a practical use case for Dash blockchain. In doing this, we identified an industry problem that, you know, was plaguing a lot of different aspects of the industry. It had to do with the excess amount of cash within the cannabis industry due to the fact that, you know, the payment card networks and the banks kind of frown on it during while it's in its current legal status, we'll say. And so we got together at Dash. We started mapping out the project, and we submitted a proposal to the Dash network. We were funded about $2.5 million from the network to begin building out this platform that allows, you know, not only the merchant to accept payments on behalf of, you know, the customers, but allows the merchant to also pay vendors, suppliers, and so forth within the ecosystem without the reliance on cash. And so we worked for about, let's call it, 10 to 12 months. We had about 17 engineers heads down building out the platform. And then once we finished it, we realized that, you know, compliance is going to be an extremely, extremely important piece. And so we spent the last year building in all the different layers of compliance that are required in order to meet both federal and state regulation. So it's a pretty simple process, and I think we've streamlined the consumer experience down to, let's call it, a PayPal or Venmo-like experience.
Now, the process you're offering might be simple, but for me, I'm completely foreign when it comes to blockchain, and then it's, the other part is Bitcoin, because I've never been able to get my head around wrapped around cryptocurrency. It, to the fact that now I have some people locally here in Florida where I'm at, you know, they just opened up a coffee house, which is a crypto cafe. And the idea is they're offering, you know, information, education, lots of talking about, you know, seeing the current trade, the exchange of Bitcoin and blockchain across different exchanges. And just trying to understand if the cannabis industry is willing to take on Bitcoin and blockchain for business, because we've talked to a number of people that brought in coins and then those came and went. And, you know, obviously the mainstream financial sector is always very wary on Bitcoin and blockchain. Some are good about it. Some are critical. So talk to me a little bit about the idea of how the cannabis industry is still a good place for Bitcoin and blockchain to work well, and how it would work when you're using this technology to process for a business to go cashless.
Absolutely. I think, a lot of people are in the boat that blockchain technology is very complex. It's very confusing. Then you start diving into cryptocurrency and all the different aspects of it. And a lot of people do get lost. It's intimidating. It's intimidating me. So what we did is we wanted to remove all of the confusing elements that are associated with blockchain or cryptocurrency and keep those in the back end. So we deal with those scary and complex issues on the back end. On the front end, we've made it as simple as possible, mimicking traditional financial systems. So everything that the customer sees, everything that the merchant sees is in US dollar. on the back end, we're just using the Dash blockchain as a way to facilitate the transfer of value between all the different individuals within the ecosystem. So essentially, we've created a closed loop ecosystem, and we use the Dash blockchain as a distributed ledger. And it allows us to track payments. It allows us to track inventory, so forth, and the benefit and capture all the benefits of blockchain technology without having to, you know, go into any of the complexities.
With that, how is this supposed to be happening? Well, All36, you have gone through a lot of recent company announcements. Just want to bullet point a couple of those and ask you about it. You've secured $10 million in Series A funding. You have a new partnership with CanTrade, the world's largest cannabis and hemp industry marketplace platform, which provides complete, instantaneous, and secure transactions using digital currency rather than cash. And you hired a new chief architect recently who worked on infrastructure of electronic payments at all McDonald's restaurants. And so talk to me about all these pieces that you have brought together to create this ultimate goal of this platform of yours.
Absolutely. So, you know, when we initially built out the platform, we had done it with a team that was offshore. After the build out of the platform, we realized that we wanted to basically maintain all IP and closed operations here locally in Phoenix. So we brought on and started building out our technical team based off of our current funding, our Series A raise. You know, our chief architect, he's built the first payment gateway ever in the industry. He facilitated, you know, the transactions, the use of debit, credit, and debit cards for at McDonald's restaurants. And then, you know, he's built some other amazing projects, another payment gateway in the industry that's now WorldPay. So, you know, our goal was to basically find the engineering talent that had extreme familiarity and experience with building, let's call it, online transaction processing platforms. And so together with, you know, our technical team, and then in addition building out our operations team, you know, I feel like we're building out a kind of the perfect team to tackle all the different aspects of the cannabis industry as it relates to technology, compliance, operations, and so forth.
Fantastic. So much to get to unpack still as we go along. A few things that you also brought up in the Alt36 blog, which gave me a whole lot of information I try to get through, but again, still confusing to me. So I want you to help me unpack a lot of things that you talk about there. We're going to go into that in the detail coming up here with Ken Ramirez, CEO and co-founder of Alt36 here on Blunt Business. But before we go to that, must talk about our wonderful sponsors at the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, which I will be at August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida. You can learn more at usccexpo.com. And for those of you that might be hearing all this about payment processing, blockchain, Bitcoin, and just understanding the financial sector of the cannabis industry, well, we're going to have some great panels that will talk about that. When it comes to learning to invest in cannabis, when it comes to banking options, when it comes to seed rounds and VC funding, various areas we'll talk about, a cannabis business accounting at 280E. All that and more is going to be talked about and part of our tracks. That'll be at the USCC Expo in Miami coming up August 3rd and 4th. We hope you'll join us. Some great people are going to be speaking there on stage, and we'll have an amazing expo floor as well. Lots of questions to be answered, lots of products to be showcased. Join us August 3rd and 4th, Miami, Florida, for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. August 3rd and 4th, Miami, Florida. Log on to usccexpo.com. Secure your tickets today. Back more with Ken Ramirez after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The National Cannabis Industry Association's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo returns to San Jose, California's McInerney Convention Center, July 22nd through the 24th. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com. and take part in the most influential, award-winning cannabis conference and trade show, hosted by the cannabis industry's only national trade association. NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit and Expo offers attendees 3 days of engagement and interactive programs. Arrive early so you can participate in our pre-conference workshops and off-site tours. Join hundreds upon hundreds of exhibitors and thousands upon thousands of attendees at NCIA's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, July 22nd to the 24th in San Jose, California. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com. That's CannabisBusinessSummit.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We are joined by Ken Ramirez, CEO and co-founder of Alt36 here on Blunt Business. And Ken, I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that were posted on the Alt36 blog. One is titled, What Cannabis Investors Want in 2019. And the article stated this, quote, in 2018, capital investment flowed into cannabis at record speed, but that didn't stop the screws from tightening on retailers and cultivators who are still trying to eke out a profit. With more than half of that 2018 investment money went towards the retail and cultivation sector, 75% of it also went to public companies, which means the smaller players are going to need measurable advantages if they're going to attract and secure capital in 2019. So Ken, unpack for us what kind of measurable advantages these smaller companies would need.
Absolutely. So pressure on the cannabis enterprise comes from, let's call it, several angles, most in the form of, let's call it, state and local regulation, or state and federal regulation. So navigating kind of through this, let's call it, quagmire can be quite expensive and time consuming, but it's something that investors don't want to hear necessarily. Investors are looking for a profitable, scalable business. And so as kind of, you know, these players start entering into the industry, you know, the focus on compliance is definitely something that, you know, from an investor point of view, that they want to see taken care of, so that they feel confident that their investment is going to be, you know, grow and not be hindered by any mishaps along the way.
Another article that you also mentioned, that we also saw on your blog, is tokenized cryptocurrencies too much trouble. And again, a lot of companies we've heard about just in the last 2 years extensively talked about tokens and talking about coins and actually just creating specific coins for the industry, just specific currency in general, exclusive to the industry. Now, blockchain, according to this article, says, quote, has the potential to revolutionize the way the cannabis industry handles seed-to-sale compliance, point-of-sale transactions, and payment systems. But with any revolution, there's also real resistance. One of the main challenges is convincing end users to embrace the alternative currencies necessitated by block transactions. Acquiring the tokens from a cryptocurrency exchange is even more difficult. In 2017 and 2018, we heard a lot about Bitcoin and blockchain startups, and different coins for the cannabis industry have come and gone. So talk to me how your company has figured out the formula to make blockchain work for your with your platform, and how to really get rid of any of that negative thought that is still out there.
Absolutely. So the importance of the partnership with, you know, the Dash was mutual. It created a dynamic that the cryptocurrency hasn't necessarily seen before. And so what differentiates us and what we've done with this project versus, let's call it, these single-use utility tokens is we're actually helping facilitate the consumer adoption by removing all of the complexity, like I had mentioned before. But at the same time, we're allowing the consumer to seamlessly link their bank account and pay for their transactions without the need of having to go acquire a specific type of coin. Because if you think about from a consumer experience, you know, going to the ATM is still one step that the consumer really doesn't want to do. Now, if we were to just go and, you know, create a coin and the consumer was to go have to go purchase those coins and then pay, it's still that additional step. And so one thing that, you know, I think that, or the second thing I think that really differentiates us is our ability to work outside of the cannabis industry as well. So within the cannabis industry, these single use utility tokens, specifically had value, whereas outside they couldn't be used for anything. So By us choosing to use Dash, which is a globally accepted digital currency, consumers are able to utilize the benefits of our platform in other industries as well, as we begin to roll it out to underbanked industries and other verticals.
And I'll tell you something, you know, if I had the time, what I wanted to do on this network is, we've talked about trying to get a cannabis and crypto program on here. We did have one that was in production that didn't get to go ahead and get an episode out there. But I'll tell you, just looking at, if you just search for Bitcoin for Dummies on Google, you got 8 million results for it. So just to think about it, people don't have an understanding of this, and I can imagine it's got to be something. So real quickly, do you do anything at all in terms of any kind of education to let people be more aware? Because obviously, anybody that gets on here, they're going to hear blockchain in part of your conversation. They're going to say, wait a minute, I've heard about it. What is it? I mean, do you have to go through and kind of have to reestablish what that is to every client you bring aboard?
No. So we don't advertise necessarily, you know, all of the different details of, let's call it, blockchain. Basically, all we really market or advertise are the benefits, right? Okay. Because customers, merchants, they don't really care, tell you the truth.
Really?
They don't care about the specifics of it.
Wow.
They just want to know that they can get paid, they can have access to their money, that they're able to spend and pay, you know, put back into operations, pay vendor suppliers, so forth, and they're not getting hammered with extensive fees on behalf of, you know, a payment provider. And so I think, you know, by putting all of them back and then offering a very competitively priced solution to the merchants, I think that we've touched on all their different requirements as far as a payment system is concerned.
And let's talk about that system, that process. I actually took this out and wanted to extract this whole thing and unpack it for everybody, for our listeners. So cryptocurrency systems can be problematic for cannabis retailers. Give me a minute. This is going to take a little bit to read, but this is very important. In order to accept these payments, merchants must set up complicated and expensive infrastructure. Then there's the puzzling process of converting back and forth between crypto and fiat currency. On top of that, merchants can't liquidate their token holdings until they've reached a target number of transactions, putting more constraints on cash flow. Now, by contrast, the Alt36 platform enables users to harness the benefits of crypto without the complexity. Like you said, taking that out of the whole conversation, not necessary. Like you said, if people are not asking about it, not necessary. So the Alt36 merchants can accept digital payments in real-time U.S. dollars without the volatility of the crypto coin token system. Better still, Alt36 doesn't require users to buy, sell, or hold any kind of cryptocurrency. That's great, because if I had to figure that out, I would be just, my head would explode. So transactions are displayed in U.S. dollars at all times, and you'll never have to preload your account prior to shopping. That is fantastic to hear, because, you know, obviously you create that cashless system, you create the way to offer a processing, but it is, you're taking the heavy lifting away, not even letting your merchants even see that. You're accepting digital payments, and you're not required to hold any type of cryptocurrency. How are you able to do that? Help me wrap my head around that.
Absolutely. So from the consumer perspective, right? So when the consumer registers, you were talking about having to go acquire digital currency and so forth. It's very, very confusing to try to, you know, establish a wallet and then to preload the wallet and all that good stuff, right? So what we've done is, for the consumer sign-up process, it's a couple pieces of basic information. It links directly to their bank account. They select their bank, they log in, through their credentials. It's a one-time operation. So every single time they go to pay, just like they would go to the ATM and they're taking cash out of their bank account, it's this very similar function. Now, what happens on the back end is we're taking that amount and we're moving those funds and digital assets to the merchant. The second it gets to the merchant, we auto-convert, basically issuing them US dollars. So essentially, we are taking the risk on the back end of any volatility in the fluctuation of the currency. We're handling all of the confusion so that, you know, all these operations that it would require for, let's call it, the consumer and the merchant to be able to operate, we've offset onto us. So for them, again, they get to leverage all of the benefits in real time. And so as the consumer pays at the point of sale, this is a pretty cool thing, is the merchants have those funds available immediately. So they can turn, minus obviously the transaction fee, but they can basically take those funds, utilize them, they can pay employees, they can pay vendors and suppliers, or if they do have a bank account, we make it as easy as withdrawing to your bank account at any point.
Wow. I can only imagine where that's, I'm amazed that you're able to go and do this, because not only are you using what you need to do with the assets that are being brought to you, putting it to this cryptocurrency platform, but then you're also ensuring that you're taking the risk upon on top of that as well. That's a great deal, a win-win situation. Well, what do I say? It's a 360 win, if it will. I want to go and come back with more here with Ken Ramirez, CEO, co-founder of Alt36. I want to talk about legislation that's coming around, which would have to put into question, how will Bitcoin and blockchain and cryptocurrency in general, will it be around if legislation comes in and might change the whole environment? We'll talk about that coming up after the break here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with final questions with Ken Ramirez, CEO and co-founder of Alt36. You've really taught me quite a bit today. Well, I was really surprised. Specifically, you know, there's also the part of learning more about cryptocurrency, which I still need to go ahead and do. Which, like I said, I'm trying to go ahead and make the effort to go and learn that. I don't think I can read it through books. I need people that are actually very much entrenched in the industry to understand that more. But you're taking that big, huge portion out of the game and handling it with yourselves through Alt36, which is a great thing. In the meantime, Forbes recently reported how we've heard about the Safe Banking Act. There were 38 attorneys general of 38 U.S. jurisdictions that sent a letter to congressional leaders pleading for passage of the Safe Banking Act. They said this to them, quote, "Our banking system must be flexible enough to address the needs of businesses in the various states and territories with state and territorial input while protecting the interests of the federal government. And it includes a banking system for cannabis-related businesses that are both responsive and effective in meeting the demands of our economy." If this act sees the light of day, do you think digital currency and cryptocurrency will still have a permanent place and be fixated in the cannabis industry?
Absolutely. So when you take a look at the, you know, the banking issue, and then again, you take a look at, it's a two-part issue. So there's the bank and then there's the payment card networks. Just because, you know, the banks allow cannabis deposits to be held at, you know, their specific banks, still doesn't allow the consumers to be able to come in and pay with Visa or MasterCard branded cards, right? So you're still left with a cash problem. So for us, we work very well with the banks. You know, we're a fully licensed money services business. And basically what the Safe Banking Act does for us is it creates a gateway, like a partnership with the banks, and which this allows merchants and their customers to easily access their bank accounts. And then from our perspective, we provide a layer of compliance that the banks would normally have to take care of themselves, which is one of the major reasons why a lot of banks haven't gotten into the industry as of yet is because all the different things that are required in order to compliantly bank cannabis are very, very time consuming. And it actually is not profitable for banks given all the different activities. And so for us and how we built our platform, we've actually built all of the compliance into the actual technology. So that way we've automated all processes. So that way, you know, as a bank does due diligence with us, they feel comfortable knowing that all of the cannabis merchants underneath our platform have been vetted through full KYC policies and that they're all operating within compliance with as it relates to each individual state.
Wow. I know just looking right now as well on the website, I'm looking at the video talking about the future global commerce. And just, again, it's still, I'm sure a lot more people much smarter than I am, much more business savvy will get this and really understand it. But I think you have taken a lot of the heavy lifting and all of the heavy thinking out of the option of doing this in terms of payment processing. This is I'm really surprised and all the things you're doing with it, and you've definitely done a great job of explaining it for us. This digital payment compliance platform, which is, I've been talking to people now for the last couple of years about this issue of without banking solutions and without a safe way to go and bank and not having to go and try to order a safe or try to do other things to build it, like you said, you know, pay your employees or to take other financial issues. You want to be able to have access to your money. You want to be able to go ahead and process your payments without having an easy way of having somebody come to your dispensary or your grower and be able to rob you. They want to be able to have something that's safe, that's effective, and it's going to work, and also it's insured. So I'm glad that All 36 is there. You're offering a great product for those out there. This is a great thing to have. And for those that are wanting to be interested in learning more about this, by all means, the website is alt36.com, alt36.com. If people are going to the website, can you tell our listeners where they should go to learn more about, where they should go and look around the website, how they can learn more, and then how they can get in touch with your team, social media, things like that? Let our listeners know, take a minute and tell our listeners about Alt36 and how they can find out more and learn more.
Absolutely. The website is one of the ways that you can, you know, come in contact with us. You can download information. In fact, you can go and actually utilize some of the tools on our website, say like the cost of cash calculator, which will kind of give you an idea of how much you're actually a cannabis merchant is spending on cash related activities. Or if you want, you know, definitely I would encourage you to follow us on social media. Our blog posts are very, very informative for helping educate the cannabis industry as to the benefits of blockchain technology. So if you want to learn more about the technical aspect, you can learn more about it. I would definitely follow us on social media.
Fantastic. And there was even more stuff that was added to the blog since the last check. I saw how blockchain is the latest weapon in cybersecurity. It's like, wow, this is really great information on the blog. Definitely, I would recommend people to go and look through there and look through alt36.com and look for that. This is great stuff. Ken Ramirez, I really appreciate you coming on. Your CEO, co-founder of Alt36. Thanks for being with us here on Blunt Business. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Really great information. Hopefully, we should definitely try to bring you back in and talk more, especially about cryptocurrency, because I could really sit here and learn a lot more about it because there's just so much to truly take away from. Well, for those of you, go ahead and check out Alt36.com, the number 36.com. And with that said, Blunt Business is presented by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. Make sure to go and join us August 3rd and 4th, Miami, Florida. Tickets are being sold now. You can get your rooms. You can still get time. Grab a great ticket to Miami. Join us for the show. It's at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Beautiful hotel right there in the downtown area, right into the Owner Coastal in the Atlantic Ocean. It's just, especially August, that time of year, it's nice and hot. The weather is glorious. And knock on wood, no hurricane season to worry about. It's a great place to be in the summertime. We hope you'll join us for the event. Lots of people to show up. And you can learn more at usccexpo.com, usccexpo.com. Grab your tickets. If you want to speak, sponsor, exhibit, by all means, please reach out to us. We'll still bring you on board. And that's going to do it for us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Make sure to rate and review us. Give us a 5-star. Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.